Welcome again to the Leadership Experience course. I'm always Marcella with you, and we have this nice guide of Mr. Duff, the author of the book we are following as our best friend. So here we are with chapter 3. If you remember, in chapter 2, we explored two big areas of leadership theories: the born to lead theories, so the great man theories and the traits theory, and the behave to lead group of theories with behavioral leadership theories. In these chapters, we will explore the group of fit to lead leadership, called also contingency approaches to leadership. The learning objective are: understand how leadership is often contingent on people and situations, apply Hersey and Blanchard's situational theory of leader style to the level of follower readiness, apply Fiedler's contingency model to key relationships among leader style, situational favorability, and group task performance, explain the path goal theory of leadership, use the Room-Yago model to identify the correct amount of follower participation in specific dimension situations, know how to use the power of situational variables to substitute for or neutralize the need for leadership. Contingency theory, meaning one thing depends on other things. Contingency approach means seek to delineate the characteristics of situations and followers and examine the leadership styles that can be used effectively. In which the contingency approach, as you can see, we find followers, leader, and situation. Very different structure compared to the universalistic approach, in which leadership is traits / behaviors. So, in this universalistic approach, the outcomes are performance, satisfaction, etc. And the contingency approach is a mixture of three different components, very important, which anyhow bring to outcomes like performance, satisfaction, etc. Leader style, traits, behavior, and position has to be merged with the needs of followers, their maturity, their level of training, their cohesion, the community of followers, okay? And the situation, the task, the structure, the systems, and the environment. Keep in mind this structure, because when we will have a look to the most contemporary theories, we have to think about these two different approaches, the universalistic and the contingency approach. Here you can find the meta-categories of leader behavior and four leader styles. I invite you to keep in mind this tool also when we will explore together the six styles of leadership of described by Goleman. Okay? So, here you can find meta-categories according to task behavior and relationship. So, low task, low relationship with some outcome, low task, high relationship with some other outcome, high task, high relationship, coaching toward achievement style, for example, and combine task and relationship behaviors. That sometimes means to be in the flow between leaders and followers. And then the last one, meta-categories, high task, low relationship, authoritative style, plan short-term activities, clarify tasks, monitor operations, etc. Keep in mind, high task, high relationship for future studies. This is the Hersey and Blanchard's situational theory. This theory mainly focuses on the characteristics of followers as the important element of the situation and consequently of determining effective leader behavior. So, the leader has to fit about the situation. Fit to lead. Okay, remember this. Subordinates vary in readiness level. The style, directing style, coaching style, supporting style, and entrusting style. These are the four features of this leadership style. The situational model of leadership, again, we have this tool, task-oriented and relationship-oriented. So you can go through it. It's very nicely designed, showing us the leader and the follower in four different meta-categories here again. In this tutorial, I will focus only in high level, the green one, coaching style for moderate readiness followers. In this case, leader, dual focus, leader provides both task instruction and personal support, clarifies tasks, and explains decisions as needed. What follower contingency? Use this style when followers have moderate readiness because of confidence to proceed but lack ability. Okay, and you can easily find the other three situations of the model. Fiedler's contingency model is designed to diagnose whether a leader is task-oriented or relationship-oriented and match leader style to the situation. So, the relationship-oriented, what does it mean? Concerned with people, establishes mutual trust and respect, listen to employees' needs. So this is something we will use also for some other theories. Remember, task-oriented, primarily motivated by ask accomplishment and measured with a least preferred co-worker scale. This is not so nice, but is the scale Fiedler's use for this. The situation, leader-member relations, group atmosphere and members' attitude toward and acceptance of the leader, task structure, extent to which tasks performed by the group are defined, involve specific procedures and have clear, explicit goals. Position power, extent to which the leader has formal authority over subordinates. So this is the situation in which we are with this theory. So leader-member relations, task structure, and position power. These are the ingredients. Okay, and in this exhibit, you can find the results according to this three level, let's say, and the outcome according to the performance and the situations according to task-oriented leader and relationship-oriented leader. Now, let's explore the path-goal theory, which is always a contingency approach to leadership, in which the leader's responsibility is to increase subordinates' motivation. How? By clarifying the behaviors necessary for task accomplishment and rewards. And here we are. Clarify the path and increase rewards. These two pillars are driving us to a final outcome. So, on one hand, we have the leader who defines what follower must do, attain work outcomes. Then leader clarifies follower's work role. Follower has increased knowledge and confidence to accomplish outcomes. On the other hand, we have increased rewards because the leader learns follower's needs. Leader matches follower's needs to rewards if work outcomes are accomplished. So positive rewards, gratification. Leader increases value of work outcomes for follower. These two paths are bringing us where follower displays increased effort and motivation, so much more the follower, the employee, is happy okay, much more the organizational work outcomes are accomplished. This is a success, win-win, path, goal, model, theory. Leader behavior. How has to behave this leader? In a supportive way. So supportive leadership always shows concern for subordinates' well-being and personal needs. So the attention with intention in being supporting to other, working or relating with us. So leadership behavior is open, friendly, and approachable, and the leader creates a team climate and treats subordinates as equals. Directive leadership tells subordinates exactly what they are supposed to do. Leader behavior includes planning, making schedules, setting performance goals and behavior standards, and stressing adherence to rules and regulations. Can you see? In this directive leadership, the leader is not only a leader, a CEO, or has this idealistic role of leader. They are inside. They are managing somehow what they are doing. So leader is a manager too, okay? But not always a manager can learn to be a leader. So this directive leadership is important for this main action, which is the execution, which is a very important word in leadership. Leader behavior, again, participative leadership means consults with subordinates about decisions. Leader behavior includes asking for opinions and suggestions, encouraging participation in decision-making, and meeting with subordinates in their workplace. So, be part of. Participative means this. Be part of. Be presence. Be a present leader. Okay? Achievement-oriented leadership sets clear and challenging goals for subordinates. Leader behavior stresses high-quality performance and improvement over current performance. Situational contingencies, so personal characteristics of group members. Okay, in this situational contingencies, also group members have to do their own part. They have their big role. They are protagonists. So, with what? Ability and skills, needs and motivations, work environment, degree of task structure, nature of the formal authority system, work group itself. Okay, so now we have this path, goal situations, according to preferred leader behavior. So let's see quickly this situation. For example, follower lacks self-confidence, okay? What kind of leader behavior we need here? Supportive leadership. Why? Because we have to increase confidence to achieve the work outcome. So this supportive leadership is needed to have a positive impact on follower actions, okay? Ambiguous job, we need a directive leadership style. So to clarify path to the reward. Lack of job challenge, what kind of leadership style we have to play in here in this case? Achievement-oriented leadership. Sets and strives for high goals. Okay, in case of incorrect reward, please take a look to this participative leadership, because the leader has to, the leader has to become part of the team, of the group. So to clarify his followers' needs to change rewards. The very final outcome has to be the same for all these four leadership behaviors. Increased effort, improved satisfaction and performance. Also from this kind of behavior, we will can a little bit drive to the six styles of leadership of Goleman. please keep in mind this leader behavior according to the situation, because we will need it in the future. Broom-Yago contingencies model is another model of contingency theory, and mainly focuses on varying degrees of participative leadership and how each level of participation influences quality and accountability of decisions. This kind of model tasks the leader precisely the correct amount of participation by subordinates to use in making a particular decision. And here we have five different leader decision styles: decide, consult, concern group, facilitate, delegate. Okay? And you can go through it, studying it. Diagnostic question now. Okay. How significant is this decision for the project or organization? This can be a diagnostic question a leader can ask to him or herself. Importance of commitment. How important is subordinate commitment to carrying out the decision? Again, leader expertise. What is the level of the leader's expertise in relation to the problem? Likelihood of commitment. If the leader were to make the decision alone, would subordinates have high or low commitment to the decision? This can be thought like your GPS questions, okay? Understanding your subordinates. Group support for goals. Again, what is the degree of subordinate support for the team's or organization's objectives at stake in this decision? Goal expertise. What is the level of group members' knowledge and expertise in relation to the problem? Team competence. How skilled and committed are group members to working together as a team to solve the problems? Okay. Now here, Daft suggested some other substitutes for leadership, but we will go through it very fast, and I will wait for you in the next chapter. See you soon.